It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. A gentleman who hadn't been to the Farm Progress Show in quite some time said to me the other day, "Well, when did they start having it at the end of August?" I said, "Well, it was only about 13 years ago, something like that." It is a show at the end of August now, and the next 2 months will go quickly. You want to get the dates on your calendar for this year's Farm Progress Show. There'll be new machinery to see, to be sure. New technology to be unveiled at that show at Boone, Iowa. And it's the last week of August. It's always that last Tuesday through Thursday, just ahead of Labor Day. And this year, that's August 28th, 29th, and 30th. And this is a hallmark year for the Farm Progress Show, the 65th year for the nation's largest outdoor farm event. Hosted by Wallace's Farmer this year at Boone, Iowa. Follow the progress in preparing for the show on the website, farmprogressshow.com. You can order your tickets there, too, when the time comes, farmprogressshow.com. The tweet put out over the weekend by Dale Earnhardt Jr. spoke volumes for the racing industry and many race fans. He said, "When a racer loses his life, the world of motorsports across all disciplines takes notice and pays its respects." World of Outlaws sprint car driver Jason Johnson died of injuries he sustained in a crash Saturday night at the Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin. He was 41. Johnson crashed on the 18th lap of a 40-lap race. He is survived by a wife and a 5-year-old son. From This Week in Agribusiness, the hemorrhaging in the grain market that started about a month ago apparently isn't over yet. Grain prices fell again in the overnight trade. It hasn't been just the worries about the soybean trade with China. There has been the rain that has improved the private crop yield forecast, though, as I saw and heard last week, in the area south of Madison, Wisconsin, it's just been too much of a good thing. At Howell, Michigan, two fishermen are being credited for rescuing the pilot of a hot air balloon that crashed into a lake after that balloon hit power lines and caught on fire. It was during a balloon festival in Livingston County, Michigan. The pilot of the balloon was alone in the basket. That smoke that could be seen in the sky out there southwest of Omaha, Nebraska the other night was from barns burning. One was completely destroyed. Two others were damaged. There's no word on the cause, as is most often the case in rural areas. There were no hydrants out there, so water had to be tanked in by various fire departments, including the one from Offutt Air Force Base. Now, this is in the category of read the small print. You know how often there are these offers, they look so good on the surface, then you get out in there and you say, Well, Old Navy has added another day to its popular flip-flop sales event. You know, the $1 flip-flops? It's called the $1 Hollis Sale. Now, they had the in-store sale on Saturday, but you can get the markdown footwear online today, I'm told. $1 today instead of the normal $3.99. There's a limit of 10. Now, here's the small print. You have to buy at least $50 worth of stuff to get that discount. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.